Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Drones designed to kill children in Gaza. Dr. Hadi Bedran, a British anesthetist, recently did an interview on his return from Gaza, and he reported his observation as a medical professional. He remarked that he saw injuries previously never before seen in the history of his work. Young children have been coming in with bullet wounds directly to the face that often results in broken mandibles and parts of the head entirely blown off. These bullets were not fired from a distance by a sniper shooter. They were reported by the witnesses to be fired by a small helicopter-style drone that can be operated from a distance by another person. These drones have audio and visual abilities that fly directly in front of people's faces at their level, and it asks questions. It even gives instructions like, go to the south, evacuate the area, etc. At any given moment, these drones can be triggered to shoot bullets into the victims with no risk to the person operating it. The surgeons operating on those who have survived such drone attacks have said that the bullet wounds are unlike anything that have ever been seen before. The unique feature is that they explode outwards, causing maximum damage to the flesh. They are never simply entry and exit wounds. He also reported that the staff in the area warned him not to stare at the helicopter drone as it is equipped with AI facial recognition and he would be shot at immediately. A significant finding in his time working in the hospitals is that these drones would target children playing, so the most vulnerable and innocent were the greatest number of victims. This is yet another face of the fear and terror being experienced by our children in Gaza. What kind of injuries are the mothers of the Ummah expecting to deal with when playing becomes a matter of life and death? Meanwhile, the rulers and governments of the Muslim world continue to turn a blind eye to these horrific atrocities executed against Gaza's Muslims, continuing their peace agreements, normalizing relationships and commercial and diplomatic ties with this murderous Jewish entity. The land of Palestine will never be liberated and our brothers and sisters will never be protected while these traitorous rulers remain in place. We ask the son of the Muslim armies, how much more of the criminal inaction of these cowardly rulers that you serve can you bear to witness when you know that you have the military capability to end this slaughter of your brothers and sisters? Your blood surely boils in fury at the horrific scale of suffering the Gazan Muslims are enduring while you are forced to remain in your barracks by these Jewish supporting leaderships. Your ummah across the world are crying out for you to respond to the command of your Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala to defend the Muslims of Palestine and liberate this blessed land from this genocidal occupation for good. We call you to break your allegiance to these modern day pharaohs who have abandoned your ummah, betrayed your deen and brought dishonor to your name. Uproot their thrones and give your Nusra material support to the establishment of the Islamic leadership system and state of the Khilafah Caliphate, based upon the method of the prophethood under which you will embrace your true role as defenders of the Muslims and Islam and liberators of our lands. Walk in the footsteps of the greatest commander Salahuddin Ayyubi and gain the huge honor of being the liberators of Al-Aqsa and the entire blessed land of Palestine.
فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
So let those fight in the cause of Allah who sell the life of this world for the hereafter, and he who fights in the cause of Allah and is killed for or achieves victory, we will bestow upon him a great reward. Surah Nisa, verse 74. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.